lot of shit been on my mind, so I've been dissing. I used to try to sip the pain away, I ain't been sipping. It feel like I'm alone in a room full of people that's missing. I done lost so many of my niggas to the trenches. You supposed to be my dog, but you show me your true colors.
This is As of Late Podcast. It's your boy Titus, and we got J Mike in the building. What's going on, brother?
What it do, what it do.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. How you feeling out here, man?
You know, trying to make it shape.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
For sure.
You shaking out here. You making it shape for sure, bro. Mm-hmm. You doing your daggone thing, moving and grooving, being consistent, bro. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. How have you been, man? How's the weekend and everything?
Shit, everything been good, man. Just working, grinding. You know what I'm saying? Staying on top of shit. I really been to them stocks too lately. Feel me?
Right. I've been seeing that on your story too. You've been giving people game on it. I'll be like, golly, I need to get involved in this shit. It's looking promising. What made you get into that? When did you get into that, I should say?
Shit, around last year, November. Probably like, yeah, around October, November.
Mm.
And my boy, I used to see my boy posting it on IG.
Mm.
And he used to be, you know what I'm saying? I used to be like, what the fuck is that? Because he'd be posting his game, he'd say, mate. He be showing what he made and shit off of. So I used to be like, damn, what's that, bro? I tapped in with bro. And he told me it was the stocks. You know what I'm saying? So I told bro to teach me. So I just started pulling up on bro. And I was doing it consistently up to now. You feel me? Like, I was always hitting bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I pull up on him. He'll show me, pull his laptop out, all that. And you know what I'm saying? Around like January, February, that's when I really started getting into it, like trading and shit, making money, losing money, all that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you feel me? That's what I've been doing lately, though. Besides the rap, though, I've been doing a little stock shit, you feel me?
That's what's up. You mess with the crypto as well?
Like, nah, I ain't really into the crypto.
You ain't got involved with that?
Yeah, not yet.
Man, I got involved with it throughout the pandemic, and it's just like the stock. I mean, in the sense of like the ups and downs with it. I gained a lot of money from it, but I lost a lot of money from it too.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
So I lost. It's just, I'm a gambling dude, and so like I'm betting on daggone babies racing if it's bad.
Exactly.
It's got a lot better, but
yeah.
You know, now it's just like basketball games and stuff like that. But with that, it's to me, it's just legal betting. I mean, to a higher extent, because with betting, you got to know when to say when. You got to know when to pull out, and really dealing with like predicaments as well, like how this is going to look for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And sometimes with crypto, it moves so quick. You got to know when to hold back, because like just as fast as like it seems like it's going down, it could go right back up like that, and then like I'll pull my money out and I miss like a big daggone push up.
Shit, stocks the same way.
Yeah.
And see, I ain't really got no risk management, so like when it comes to trading and doing stocks, it's like you got to have risk management. You got to know when to go big. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Know when to play small. But I like to just go big. You feel me? Like, I done lost a lot of money even doing that. You feel me? Because, like I said, I only been doing it for about 8 months now. So,
yeah.
You feel me? But, crypto, stocks, same thing. You feel me? Work the same way.
Yeah. Teaches you patience as well, you know?
That too,
If you're somebody that's dealing with that, that's struggling with that, and you got some money to spare, I highly tell people to. And, you know, it's nothing. You know, you can save. You know, I'm not nowhere near making money crazy like that, but I tell people all the time, you take about $25 a week, you know, that stuff add up, and then you buy yourself, like, at the end of the month, buy you one of these bigger stocks that's starting off at like 150 or something like that. And then buy you a smaller one that's like at, you know, 25, 35 a share, you know, like, and watch it grow, you know. I did that with AMC. Like, AMC, when it was plummeting, like, remember when it went to that plummet because niggas weren't going to the theater?
Yeah, they bought that shit back.
Bruh, my homie, shout out to Vic, stayed with that junk. Mm-hmm. Man, and I wish I would have stayed with that too, because I didn't see it going anywhere. I was like, man, it's a wrap for these niggas. Like,
yeah,
for movie theaters in general. I don't know why I wasn't thinking like niggas was just gonna go back to movies.
Yeah.
He bought stock for AMC at like $15. Like,
shit, pop.
And now them jumps back like consistent again. I'm like, dang, man. I don't know why.
But see, I don't do the shares though. I be doing option trade.
Oh,
so that's a little bit more risky.
I was gonna say, that's a whole other level, right?
Yeah, that shit risky though. Like, shares, if you buy it at a certain point and go up, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna make as much as it go up to. But if you get, if you do option trade, you know, and whatever contract you buy, you can make, you can make what you want, really. You feel me? And like I said, you just gotta have a risk tolerance with it though. But yeah, that's what I do. I do the option trade. And I don't really do the shares and shit like that.
Word. Whole nother level out here, folks. Whole nother level.
Just a side hustle, just to, you know what I'm saying, put niggas on that some extra money on the side.
Shit. Word, man. Word. I mean, that's what it's all about here, right? I mean, making the most legal hustle. Like, there's so many ways to make money out here. I feel like people don't look into. You know, when you're looking at just the way of the world and how it moves, I tell people all the time, it's something for anybody.
Yeah.
You just got to find what that niche is for you. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's stocks. For some people, it's selling clothes.
Exactly.
You know? You know, I know a homie that sells shoes. He started off just painting people's shoes. Shout out to Ty. And he made that thing into a full-on enterprise where he's doing customs for, like mad dope rappers and like you know, he's doing this thing. You just got to start with something.
Yeah, have the patience. Find your lane. That's it.
That's a fact. Speaking of patience, one thing you definitely got to be patient for is the music industry. You already know that. Coming with the ups and downs of that. We talked previously beforehand, before recording, how this is something that you had always had in you. Like, this is something that you had been doing for a while. But for me personally, like I was telling you beforehand, I knew you from football, like because of the history of you going to Independence and everything like that. Were you writing lyrics back then? Well, as a teenager back then, were you dibbling and dabbling?
I was, yeah, I was, cause shit, that was around the time. You remember Lil Homie, dude who had the Hadeaway song back in the day.
What song?
The Hadeaway song.
So look, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so bro was popping back in the day. I was rapping too, but he was hot back in the day, you feel me? So it's like I was still doing my thing then.
He from the city?
Yeah, he from here. He passed away, matter of fact though.
Oh man.
I should have mentioned that before I got started, but yeah, bro had passed away or whatever some years back. But yeah, he was doing his thing then. And I was rapping too, but I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, he really had the spotlight at the time, so I was letting bro, you know what I'm saying, do his thing. He was pushing it. I'm talking about, like, he used to have shows at the skating rink. Like, when he walk in there, kids screaming, yelling. That's what was going on. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He was popping at the time, bro. And, yeah, that was back in, I was in high school around that time. But, like, you know,
that's like 07, 06.
Yeah, way back. So, the more and more I just started, you know what I'm saying, going through shit, living, you know what I'm saying, I just started rapping, doing my own thing. You feel me? And then, years go by, then, you know what I'm saying? My people I grew up with, though, we had a little rap group called Straight Drop, you feel me? And shit started popping in when we was doing that. I was still rapping in, you feel me?
Yeah.
I was behind the scenes at the time, though, so I wasn't really hot like that, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really, they knew of me, but they ain't know me like that as far as on the rap shit.
Okay.
And then, like, one day I just got them. I made this song. It was a song called Fate. You feel me? And everybody just felt it. Like, when I dropped it, that shit, man, that shit hit about 9,000 views in 2 days.
Oh.
I'm talking about it wasn't no paid views, no sponsors. Mm-hmm. They didn't even have that little sponsorship back in the
organic.
Day, yeah, it was straight organic. You feel me? After that, and like I said, I was with a rap group. So when we used to do our songs, it used to be about 5 niggas on one song, you feel me? So nobody ever really heard me make my own music, you know what I'm saying? And when I had dropped that Fate song, that put me out there right there. It's still on the internet now. You go on YouTube, type in J Mike Fate, that shit probably got like 20,000 views or some shit now. But yeah, that set me aside from, you know what I'm saying, the group. Like, this nigga can really do this shit.
He can hold his own.
Yeah, he can make a whole song, make some music by himself and put that shit out. And then after that, when I started doing my own little rap thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just kept doing music, dropping that shit. People were fucking with it. They were fucking with what I was talking about because I'm about what I'm rapping. You feel me? What niggas know shit. If you know me, you feel me? You know I'm about what I'm rapping. You know what I'm saying? So, and the shit, it went from there.
Yeah.
Up to now, you feel me?
And the consistency has been there as well. When you talk about somebody that is in a sense well respected in the sense of, I feel like at your age, a lot of people, that's kind of how I know the authenticity when it comes to you. Not to say I already knew that, because like I said, I'm always from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. Like being from the city is smaller than people think. And so you know people that's really doing their thing. You know people that's really moving. Like I said, even before this interview, I wouldn't have you on here unless I didn't fuck with you. And so when you get like credibility and cosigns from people that's already been doing their thing for a while, like a Ferrar and stuff like that, before the song, like before he even put you on the song, like he didn't even know that, again, like, I didn't even put your face with anything up until, like, 2020.
Yeah.
Like, when it came to the music. Because, like, he was talking about you before he put you on that song. I was like, yo, man, this is dude J. Mike, bro. I'm telling you, he next up.
Yeah,
like,
De Niro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always. Mm-hmm. He be calling me, chopping up with me, too. You feel me? Always tell me. De Niro always would call me and be like, bro, you got it, bro. You need to goddamn hit the gas. You know what I'm saying? He always do that, though. He hit me up and goddamn try to push me and keep me going with that shit, though. Because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I'll fall back from it. And, you know what I'm saying, niggas will hit me like, bro, what you doing, bro? You need to drop some shit, bro. The streets need it.
Yeah.
You feel me? But you know how life goes, bro. Sometimes you got to fall back and get right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come back harder. That's how I do. Anytime I fall back, I come back harder. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If it was I guess you would probably know based off of, because it's you. It's you that's doing it. I don't feel like it's been like a fallback crazy. Like even if it is a fallback, you must have spaced it out well to where it's like while I'm falling back, like I got some of this shit for y'all to where you keep stuff in rotation. So
Facts.
is that thought out as well, the process of like while I'm falling back, like you got enough material to where it's like these niggas don't even know I'm gone. Like
I got hella I got songs now that I've been recording, like shit in the vault. I got shit in the cut, bro. You know what I'm saying? And when I fall back, it ain't financially, you feel me? Money ain't the reason I fall back. You know what I'm saying? That'd be for some niggas, bro. But, like, with me, it just be, like, what I'm going to do next. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to keep doing the same thing. Like, I want to do something extravagant, something better, bro. You
leveling feel me? Up artistically.
Yeah, leveling up. Like, I don't want to just keep being this local nigga dropping videos. I want to do something. That's why, you know what I'm saying, went on here and got the little feature with Money Man. You feel me? Like shit,
that was a strong move.
Yeah, I fuck with Money Man. And I like I said, I've been listening to Brush shit. Like when I used to take trips and shit, get on that plane, take them 5-hour flight, that's all I used to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he rap about shit that I, you know what I'm saying, Shit I'm living shit. I felt what he be rapping about. You know what I'm saying? And that shit just be motivation.
Yeah.
And I would listen to bro every time I get on that plane and shit. And you feel me? I'm like, one day I gotta get a feature with bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
He's like, spoken into existence.
Put
it in the universe.
Cause I fuck with a lot of artists out here, but I'm like, yeah, bro, I fuck with bro shit though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's for sure. I could tell. I feel like that was an organic connection, even with him being someone that's from Atlanta outside of the city.
Yeah.
And it fits you well, that type of collab, because he's someone like yourself, who's gone through a lot, who's even in a sense when it comes to the industry, I feel like you know, he's never hurting financially, but I still feel like, just like you in similar senses, he's very overlooked still. Whereas like I feel like financially he's good, and I feel like if you asked Money Man, he's like, you know, like the streets are behind me.
Yeah,
just like you in senses, I feel like you're still underrated in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Does that give you that chip in a sense? Because I know you still an athletic minded dude. Like, does the competitive nature still come when it comes to like, yo, like these niggas don't even know. Like,
yeah, like I said though, shit, I'm just keep going with that shit though. You feel me? Like, shit. Shit, you know, bro.
Just keep pushing with it. Yeah, man, that's what you gotta do at the end of the day. You know, like for the people that if they don't catch on now, they sure as hell will be forced to catch on, because you'll be everywhere. You know, I feel like with the drive that what you're doing, the connections that you're doing, and we spoke about this before getting on the actual air.
Yeah.
I had to give you your flowers, bro. Because like, for being someone from the city it's so easily, and shout out to other people that do this, like the Farrars and, you know, like the Lots and the Whales, you know, cats that's from the city that I feel like really were the first ones when it came to transitioning out of the city to get that kind of money and, like, get that kind of audience. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you have to do that in a sense because it's so easily to be in a crabs in a barrel mentality. Being like, I'm fine just being a Charlotte artist. And clearly you're in that mind frame where it's like not just Charlotte, nigga. Like, these niggas gonna feel me at daggone Santa Monica, motherfucker. Like,
real talk, bro. Real talk. When I be going out west to L.A., like, one time I went, we was on a strip, and I had a bunch of flies and shit.
I seen that, too.
Yeah, I had a bunch of shit. That shit's still on my Instagram. I had a big-ass poster, matter of fact, with my face on it with a... with the little what's the little scan code on there where people can scan it, pull your information up. Yeah, so I don't know. I ain't seen too many people doing that shit like that. Like, cause that scan code shit, that's new. I feel like that's some new shit. So but yeah, I was out there on what that shit called? Venice Beach. I was in Venice Beach. And I was with my boy who I was working with and shit. And like I said, we walk around with the poster, big ass poster. I done went and bought a goddamn speaker out there for like $100. You feel me? Bought a speaker, put the Bluetooth on there, put my song. We walking around playing the song. And people was, they were fucking with it, bro. Like, niggas was goddamn stopping. Like I say, you go on my Instagram, look now. They were taking pictures with the poster and everything, but like, people was fucking with it, bro. Like, they're like, damn, that's you right there. I'm like, hell yeah, go ahead, scan that code. That's my info on there. Follow me on IG, shit, the songs on there, everything you need right there. And then some people were just fucking with it because they seen the grind, you feel me?
Yeah.
They like, this nigga out here hustling. You feel me? He grinding. I like that, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like for any artist, that's how you need to come when you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you got to goddamn go hard and put it in their face.
Yeah. As in the old expression, like I say, keep your foot on their neck.
Yeah. Keep your foot on their neck, for sure.
Because, I mean, that's the only way you're going to build that fan base, and that's the only way you're going to grow when it comes to not just in your backyard, but, you know, nationally like you're doing. It's always an old expression that I use for anybody that's doing whatever craft in their hometown, because a lot of the times, like I've said, your hometown ain't nothing like that hometown love, but sometimes your hometown may not get it up until the point that you're actually on. And I use the old saying, like, a prophet doesn't get respect in this city, because that's an old saying dealing based off. Sometimes you'll get just as much, if not more, love in other cities than you will in your own. And so by the time they're seeing everybody else giving you that love, then your city will be like, oh, this nigga from Charlotte.
Yeah,
like,
from Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with when Baby was coming up. You feel me? Yeah. You feel me? Same thing. Bro was taking that talent outside the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, when everybody fucking with him outside the city, you feel me? Then the city, like, oh, yeah, bro, from Charlotte. This is a Charlotte nigga, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how it go, though. You know what I'm saying? The outside people gonna probably, they gonna fuck with you more than the niggas in your city, bro. And then people in your city gonna hop on the wave then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's just how it go.
I done took a loss 100 times. I had to cross some niggas out cause they ain't wanna see me shine. She asked me, am I thinking about it? How with money on my mind? I could be going through the worst, ask how I'm doing, I say fine. They don't need to know my struggle, they ain't finna see me crying. I know they wanna see me hurt, I know they'd rather see me die. These niggas talking murder, and they rap no homicide. And you ain't about the shit you talking, but that shit ain't no surprise.
It's so imperative, bro, to like get that out of state love and recognition. Because once you get that, you have that level of notoriety to where your hometown can't do nothing but take heed to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've been putting in that groundwork in, and it's been paying off. I mean, those fans are going to connect with you to where they're going to pass that on to homies and parties, you know.
Yeah.
It continues to spread. Motherfuckers be on a vacation. They're going to be in Hawaii. You probably going to do you keep track of that when it comes to like people where they listen to your streaming at and everything like that?
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and some shit on YouTube where you can go and you can see where your shit getting spent at.
You can do it on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, all that. It'll show you exactly where if your shit getting spent 1,000 times in Atlanta, goddamn, out the country, wherever, here to show you on the
I think that's dope because it shows the new artists now, and you could vouch for this to where it's like you kind of get a sense of where you could tour at as well.
Yeah,
like where you get the most love from.
That too. Yeah.
That'll be based on where you can do your next tours and where you can sell the most merchandise at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really dope. That's one of the pros with today when it comes to the streaming. Of course, the cons, a lot of people would say, like, you got to get billions of fucking streams to get revenue from it.
Yeah.
How important is it in the sense of not just what you do with touching the people, but doing these tours as well? Like, going, you know, getting these bookings and be able to touch the people and build that bag up, you know, as well, not just looking at streaming, because it's so many different avenues in the rap game to make yourself a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so how important is it to do these shows and brand, you know, because you are a brand, you know. Yeah. J Mike is a brand, and so how important is that as well?
Shit, that shit very important though, you know what I'm saying, to get out there and brand yourself, you know what I'm saying, not just be an artist who just put music on the internet but don't show face. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get out there and do shows, get active. You know what I'm saying? People got to see you grind and work, and that's when they're going to take you serious. You feel me?
Because
you got artists who, you know what I'm saying, just put shit on Apple Music or YouTube, but they don't go do no shows, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or shit, they don't do no groundwork. And it's like, shit, it's important to get out there and brand yourself. You know what I'm saying? Promote and do all that. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna people take you a lot more serious.
You nervous your first show?
My first show? Yeah, back in the day.
Can you remember your first show? Where was that?
Shit, hell nah, I can't remember my first show. Yeah, but
that's crazy. Was it in the city?
Yeah, it was in the city. Yeah.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I definitely was when I had to get out there in front of people. I feel like everybody be kind of nervous though.
So it doesn't go away for you. You still kind of get those, like nervousness, butterflies, like.
Shit, not really, though. Like, now it's just like, get out there and do it. If you're going to do it, just go out there and do that shit. Like,
was it just like an adrenaline rush, or it's just like, let's go? Like, just.
Shit, it's just like I said, shit, just get out there and do it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, a few shows I done did, though, you know what I'm saying, the past year or whatever. Like, shit, I just go out there and do it. Plus, the people are already fucking with the song, you know what I'm saying? So people are already knowing my shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get out there and rock out, though, they fucking with me afterwards. Like,
yeah,
every time I do a show or something, they like, damn, bro, where can I find that song at? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every time they fucking with it, I had a couple people come up to me, dap me up, like, yeah, you blank, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So, and then it's like, after that, it's like, yeah, that nervous shit out then, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's,
like,
out the window.
Yeah, because I'm like, they fucking with me now. Like, shit, they fucking with me. I'm just going to rock out every time.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like getting that song right and in order as well is part of the process of preparation. Because once you have that song, and then you know that you have something that the people are going to love, I think that helps for the stage presence as well. It's having that confidence of like, oh, yeah, this shit hit.
Yeah.
And so once you actually put it in front of the people, and you see that energy, because it's all about energy, you know, you can read the body language of people and be like, oh yeah, they touching this. And I feel like you said, that, well, if it is, like, some people call it adrenaline, some people call it nervousness, that crap goes right out the window when you see how the audience reciprocates the love from it.
Yeah.
How important is having the right team around you as you're building this brand? You know, like, teamwork makes the dream work. I say all the time, you know, Drake would be nothing without Oliver and 40. You know, like, it always takes, like, somebody that has, like, the same kind of tenacity as you do when it comes to just, like, putting in the work. And, like, how important is that, like, having that right team?
Shit, it's important, too, to have the right team with you, and people who down to goddamn take that step with you. Because, like I said, you're going to need somebody to goddamn hold that poster for you out there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need your people around you. And, like the people who watching you, too, they want to see, you know what I'm saying? They want to see the people behind you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to just, you got to have that entourage, though. You know what I'm saying? Point blank. You got to have that entourage with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to promoting and doing all that shit. Because it's like, like I said, you gotta like when I got out there and did my thing, I had help with that shit though. You feel me? As far as putting flyers out or somebody, you know what I'm saying, my partner and them holding the poster and shit. They don't even do shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, shit, we gonna do it for you because shit, we rocking with you, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's real shit, and that's the ones you gonna take with you. You feel mm-hmm. me?
That's love right there.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you who's really here for you and who really isn't, is the people that do it when you're still building the base up and not coming out of the woodwork when you're already solidified.
Yeah.
Because I know that happens a lot for artists as well. Like, mm-hmm. they probably already be solidified. And then you get into a mind state to where I see a lot of these people, you know, their downfall is letting too much people in.
Yeah.
Because, like, they never really had that base of a solid foundation of a team in the beginning. And so when they get blown up, they don't know who to trust because they never really had someone that was trustworthy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so having that right team like how you have, that's key as well, because it makes you, in a sense, be able to look at the body language of people and be like, all right, if he ain't moving like bro, then I know this nigga really ain't authentic. Because yeah, I know what a real nigga really is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very imperative as you continue to grow and continue to do your thing. You know, like everybody else, no, teamwork makes the dream work, man.
Exactly.
Who is someone like off the top of your head, like top three producers that you would like to work with that you haven't worked with yet when it comes to you feel like your flow would balance well with their production?
You talking about the ones that's like on in the game or like just
we can do both. I mean, like, cause there's some of these local niggas that they make beats just as good as niggas in the game.
Yeah, shit. I go shit. As far as local though, like my boy DJ, he be goddamn, and Michael Knight, and there's one more person. But yeah, DJ, I be doing a lot of shit on his shit, cause he made that the shit with Money Man.
Okay.
Yeah, he made the beat for that. And bro, fool with it. So I can hit bro up like, bro, I need a beat ASAP, bro. And he going to send me back some crazy shit. And I'm going to be ready to go record on, you feel me? Michael Knight, too. You know what I'm saying? And as far as in the game, like, I fuck with 808 Mafia shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Metro, I do some shit on that shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I fuck with anything, for real.
Yeah.
As long as them 808s hitting and they got them goddamn pianos and voices and that shit, that's mm-hmm. what I like, bro. You know
yeah,
what I'm
for sure. Yeah, I feel you. Like, I can touch anything, dog. Like,
Yeah.
I feel
you. Just kind of know my sound, though, from, you know what I'm saying, when you listen mm-hmm. to my music.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I would love to hear you on, like a Zaytoven beat.
Yeah, Zaytoven,
I feel like
too,
someone that's dope with 808s and can play the keys mad well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that really brings out, iron sharpens iron. Like, that brings out the best in you as well.
Yeah.
Like, when you have that producer that you know just knows your pocket like that, like, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's what you need, though, because I don't want to sound like nobody else. Like, Zaytoven, he make a lot of Gucci shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, I'd rather get a producer out of my city who gonna make that type of beat for me with my sound that I can ride out with.
Exactly.
And like, for mm-hmm. example, bringing up Baby again. Baby got his own little flow, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And his beats. So like, when you hear other niggas doing that shit, you like, damn, that's the Baby flow. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to mm-hmm. do no beat like that. I don't want that flow, you feel me? I want to mm-hmm. have my own little shit. So like I said, I find me a producer who a goddamn who gonna, you know what I'm saying, sit down with me and make some shit, and we gonna come up with some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, mm-hmm. as far as my sound, though, I like I said, I could tell producer exactly how I want my shit, though, because like, it's certain instruments I like in my shit mm-hmm. that I know.
So I'm, you're a part of the process a little bit. You're
telling
me, like,
yeah,
yo, put that in, put this in, like.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's certain instruments I like in my shit that I know I'm you know what I'm saying, it's
go
gonna
off
be dope.
On.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, that helps out as well when you have an artist like yourself that has the idea, and then you just you give that idea to somebody that knows how to piece it together well.
Yeah.
And I think that helps to where you build that sound, because you knowing how you want to sound, then people identify that sound with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another way of building the fan base, because like now, like you said, you get to a point, excuse me, when you become a household name, then you'll have those people, just like how you said, like, oh, that's Baby's flow right there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, you'll get to a point and be like, oh, that's niggas doing that. Nigga J Mike doing that. Like, that's that style. That's that flow that he's doing.
Yeah.
Because you've made it such a remedy into what you do as an artist, it'd be hard for another nigga. Even when other niggas probably will do it. Same thing like with the baby, same thing with like Stunna. It's different. Niggas gonna automatically be like, yeah, niggas is doing that. And that really is not what's gonna separate you. What's gonna separate you is what you're talking about. Finding that artist or finding that producer to where you can be in house with and build that sound to where you have your own identity.
Yeah. And my producers, they already be on it. So like they when they make something, you know what I'm saying? They make all type of beats. But when they make that certain beat, they be like, this sound like something Jay Michael. They send it to me, you feel me?
As they should. That's
yeah,
how they
like,
should,
bro, I can hear you on this shit. And you know what I'm saying? If I'm fucking with it, I fuck around and hop on it. But that's basically how it go, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to find your sound and stick to it. Don't be trying to sound like nobody else, because that ain't gonna get no artist. It ain't going to get you nowhere.
A lot of people think that, man. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Especially younger cats in the game. Which, I mean, like, it's natural to be like that. You something's hot, you think, like, oh, I got to do it like that, too. Yeah. We're in such a follower society. Yeah. I mean, even the biggest social media things, it's all about following, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
even dealing with that, they put you already in a mind state to follow something. Yeah. Follow the next man. Follow this. Follow that. Follow this trend. Follow how this person dresses. Have a bunch of niggas. I remember this dude was talking about my boy when he went to L.A. He was like, man, like, I went to this party, and he was like, I was around all these famous niggas. He was like, you know, them niggas were dressing the same. Like, it was just like, it was like they get into a mindset, like, even, like, they have mad bread, but, like, it's still, like, them niggas is in a fad of, like, dressing the same.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even that is sickening to where it's like, they make you get into a mindset of just like, oh, well, if it's like this, then... You know, like, we got to be on this wave then to be a part of what is.
Yeah, having to keep on. Up, trying to keep up, bro. And like I said, that'd be a nigga biggest downfall too.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, just stay down, bro, and grind it out. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to try to keep up with nobody though. Because you can't compare your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 12. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to get there, bro.
I learned the hard way, boy. I told you I gambled back in the day. I still do. You better name your price, boy. It's levels to this shit. Dang, I got to a point where I was feeling myself real hard. It was a couple years ago. Like I said, I still dibble and dabble in games and stuff like that. But, man, it was a time in my life, bro. I promise you, I had my brother Roland, if he was in here, because he knew, like, I made up my mind. I was like, bro, I'm gonna be a professional gambler, nigga. Like, I was gonna be on ESPN type shit.
Yo.
You remember that light skinned bald nigga that was like the black nigga that was like that nigga was like playing cards and shit all the time. Like, I look, that nigga was like my Michael Jordan. Like, I was looking at niggas like that, like, yo, niggas was getting paid for this shit. Like, man. I fucked around. This is like when the Panthers, last time Panthers was in the Super Bowl, I never forget it. I put a lot of money into that joint to where I was just like, shh, like, never again. I left the game for like a year off of that.
Yeah.
And that showed me where it was just like, it's levels to this, man. It's levels to it.
Because
at the time, like, nigga was like hit me like back to back with it. It was just like, oh, bet on this and bet on that. Do it at the same time. Yeah. It was getting to the point where like on some like Mayweather type shit, not nowhere near betting with someone of that caliber, but at the sense of like betting, like came in the sense like niggas was betting quarters, where it's like, nigga, like, bet that on first quarter, bet that on second quarter. Yeah, like, yeah, god dog, like, that's what I knew.
So
I had
they doing
a problem.
Shit like that now though.
Yeah,
they got a little app now though that they be doing sports betting.
Yeah, I would do it if I could. It's not it's not legal in North Carolina yet. Y'all need to get on that, daggone, for real, because that's profitable for the state as well.
Yeah.
Y'all already making money with everything else. Make it legal here. And so, but I say that to say I got sidetracked with all the gambling.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that game tonight, making my mouth water. But you gotta know your level. It's levels to it, you know.
Yeah,
like Cat, like Kevin Hart was saying, he was betting with Jay-Z one time, and he was like, betting with niggas like Jay-Z and LeBron, he was like, that'll let you know, like, nigga, it's levels to this paper, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, and it's the same, like you said, when it comes to, like, your style. Like, if you ain't that type of person that can, you know, get jewelry clean and wear the jewelry, like, you don't got to be that man, dude. You can do the Chance the Rapper route. You can do the Money Man route. You can do the J. Mike route. You can do the daggone Wells rap. Like, it's levels to it. Like, that's the beautiful thing about how the hip-hop game is now. It's like, I feel like it's the youngest genre, but the most dominant genre right now. Mm-hmm. Hip hop really been around for like really about 50 years, really. But it's the most dominant now. And so like that comes from identity, like the past. Like niggas weren't trying to be like other niggas in the past, like the hip hop, the Hibbs and the Rakims. Like niggas wanted to be totally different from other niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's how it should be. That's how you build up to be like who you are. Like can't nobody else do it like how you do it.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be.
But it take nigga to live and learn, brother, really. You know what I'm saying? And go through that experience, bro.
Did you ever go through an experience like that where it was just like you felt yourself, I don't want to say in the sense having an identity crisis, but like maybe slipping to a point where it was like, nigga, what the hell am I doing? Like, nigga, like, I got to be me in this stuff. Like, I can't follow this. Have you ever felt yourself almost want to be a sucker for like a fad or something like that because you felt like it would get you on even quicker and you like, nah, I can't see myself doing that.
I can't let myself do it.
The thought has came around, though, but you like, I can't do
now
it.
Now, maybe goddamn, you know what I'm saying, just feeling like I got to be, you know what I'm saying, I'm rapping, so I got to look like a rapper and shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, going to buy chains and shit. Like, I bought my little chain and shit like that, but it's like, after a while, you be like, shit, I really don't even wear the shit like that no more, you feel me? But it's like after a while, you be like, bro, shit don't really even mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's putting on the image, though, for what you got going on.
Mm-hmm. Playing the part.
Yeah, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, the shit really don't mean nothing, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Them lyrics is what means something, you know? Yeah. That shit where it touches people's souls, that how you flowing on them 808s, like, I could see, you could see someone with just as much jewelry, like daggone little baby, and be trash, or you could see someone with like one chain like you or one chain like Murray, and they'll touch my soul more than that nigga with all that jewelry.
Yeah.
And it's because like what he's talking about is real. That's what I call soul music. Not like the Al Green's. It was called that because it came from a place where it meant to be touched.
Yeah.
And cats like you, cats like, you know, like even Farrar, like artists have those moments where it's just like they connect with people in soul way, in certain ways, the way it touches the soul. And that's really what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's like me as an artist, I'm talking from the outside looking in, being you.
Yeah.
Like, I would feel like you would be like, did I take myself to a level as a artist that I feel like I could get to? Or did I settle because of like a certain mindset? Like, I feel like no artist should ever settle for that mindset. They should continue to be like how you are talking about expanding and building your artistry and continuing to touch the people, because this stuff is material, man.
Like, that's all it is, bro. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But like I said, to each his own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would knock nobody for it, shit. Like,
there's so many different styles. I love the niggas that do it. You know?
I love diamonds, bro. I love designer. You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna knock it. It's just like,
just don't hurt yourself doing it.
Yeah,
that's my biggest thing.
Exactly. Don't hurt yourself doing it, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to keep up or hold this little image out here.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's better to, you feel better being comfortable, having that roof over your head versus having all designer. You can't pay your goddamn rent or some shit now. Cause you trying to goddamn impress these bitches, bro.
Yeah, man. And do it. If you're gonna do it for yourself. You know, do it for yourself. Cause the women, they come and go. They come and go. I'm still looking for another one.
Yeah.
You know, that's gonna be really there through thick and through thin. You know, that's something that comes far and in between, as they say. But you know, it's part of the process of life. You realize who's really for you, who's really against you. And I think it comes down to really self-love at the end of the day, almost like with being an artist, you know, knowing truly who you are, and being comfortable enough with yourself to where if these people ride with me, they ride with me. If not, I know I'm the shit anyway.
Yeah, you
know?
Letting shit go too when it's too much on you, you feel me? So like you said, that's with loving yourself. You can't let nobody come through and damage you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got a lady?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm with somebody right now.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, she good to me and everything good. You know what I'm saying? I done been through some shit in the past that, well, it had me like, fuck these bitches, bro. Treat them all the same. You know what I'm saying? But you can't have that mentality forever, though.
We've all been there, brother.
So you got to really goddamn love yourself. And goddamn, you know
what I'm saying? What you laughing at over there, KB?
Real talk.
Yeah, man. I mean, and for me, when I started to love myself, that's really how I was able to spread that love for the better. You know, like, yeah. When you know how to love yourself and build that love within yourself, you learn how to love people better. Because then, and then when it comes to finding a woman as well, like, I'm pretty sure you went through, like I said, you went through that phase where it's just like, man, fuck these hoes.
Yeah.
And then you built yourself back up to where you built your love for yourself to where you got comfortable, where you can go out to eat by yourself, you can do whatever by yourself, mm-hmm. move by yourself. And now, being with someone, you know exactly what you want in a woman as well.
Yeah.
And what you need in a woman. Yeah. You know, it ain't all about the physical. It's like, what is the real attributes of this woman, her core, her soul, her spirit. And that comes with time, you know. That comes with being able to pass over a fat ass and really look at the woman as a person.
Exactly.
And so, salute to the fellas that got the riders, man. Salute to, you know, my boy, I ain't even going to put him out on blast like that. Salute to the riders, man. Salute to the people doing their thing. they got them some ride or dies, man. But getting off of the relationships on into back into the music.
Yeah.
I would say one thing that the mindset that I feel like release-wise of what I've noticed with you has been I'm going to put singles out and see how they bite off.
Yeah.
And as they continue to grow, fill the audience out and be in preparation for a body of work. The last body work that I listened to was, I feel like it was Love Versus Hate, and which was a great body of work, had a lot of bangers on there. How do you put yourself in the mind frame of making the next body of work like that? Like, do you fill out, like I was saying, the singles? Do you feel like, or what's more important to you at this point? Do you want the body of work? Or do you want to go continue a single route to where it's like, because some people, they master the single so well, like, because you can make, like, Love and Hate is pure, like, bangers throughout all the way through.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you've gotten to a point to where you're so good at singles, I'm waiting for that next body of work. And so it's like, have you gotten to a point to where you're building back to get into the level of the body of work, or do you, like, I want to ride these singles out first and then fill the audience out for the next chapter when I feel like I have that next body of work coming?
Shit, to be honest, the body of work be me putting the songs together.
Mm.
So, like, it could be a single, or I could just put all these goddamn songs and make a damn EP or album, you know what I'm saying? And whatever I'm going through at the time is what it's going to be.
Mm.
So, like the Love Versus Hate... Like I said, I know if you listen to it, though, you can hear shit I'm talking about in there. And that's just what I'm going through at the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like that album was more of a downer, you know what I'm saying?
And that's probably why I liked it.
You feel me? Like, it wasn't really no turned up shit or nothing. No, it was just more of a, like...
I like when you on shit like that, though.
Yeah, that's what everybody like, though. They like that real shit, though, you feel me? Like, me talking about my story, my life, what's going on, you feel me? But... like, that's how I come, you know what I'm saying? When I make music, I make the best music when I'm going through shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the shit I got now, though, I got a lot of shit in the cut now, though, you feel me? Some turned up shit, you know what I'm saying, what's really going on now and shit. But, like, when I'm going through shit, though, that's when I really lock in. And I make the best music, and that be the shit they love, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
How is your mental now at this point? How do you balance having a solid mental... and you know, being a father and dealing with the industry, the ups and downs with it, like, who do you talk to? Like, do you have therapy? Like, what is your therapy? Because I know for a lot of artists, they give me the booth is my therapy, and so like,
yeah, that's like my therapy too, though. And shit, I be to myself a lot too. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I deal with shit different now than how I used to deal with it.
Mm.
Like, cause at one point I felt like I was too involved in the streets and looking out for niggas. And you know what I'm saying? I got family, I got kids and shit. So
yeah,
I mainly be focusing on that now. Yeah. I've been focusing on, don't get me wrong, but like, it's just like, I can't help y'all niggas no more, brother. I got these kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take care of what I got going on.
Yeah.
And being proud of my kids and what they doing keep me mentally straight. You feel me? Like, I don't really care about nothing. I don't care how these niggas feel. I don't care about none of that. Like, versus how it was before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about that now. So it's like, nigga, as long as my family's straight and everything good on my end, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's really how shit, you know what I'm saying, going right now.
Word. That's how I need to stay. I mean, that's beautiful, bro. I mean, that's really how it should be at the end of the day is, you know, keeping the family first. And like you said, not to say that it wasn't like that, but you probably got to a point to where I would imagine, again, like this is from the outside looking in, to where you looked at yourself and was like, just like my career, I'm going to put my family in overdrive. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of these niggas ain't even worth it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I did the, how many handouts do I need to give? Like, nigga, I can't hold your hand with a lot of this shit. Mm-hmm. I got sons. I got stuff that I really know that are relying on me. And I'm not missing moments for, you know, inconsistent niggas.
Yeah.
And so I think you just took it to overdrive when it came to not just your family, but just, like, working, period, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't – unless it's, like, you know, a show or, you know, like, you moving – you like a daggone fox out here, nigga. Like, I don't see you out here in these streets like that. Like, you moving is something to do. Like, yeah. if I'm moving, like – podcast, probably, like, show, studio, mm-hmm. but it got to be something to do. Like, I ain't out here just be out here, nigga.
And like, you gotta, like, when you do shit for people and shit, you just can't look for nothing in return.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You can't expect nothing, bro. Like, mm-hmm. and that's another thing I worked on. Like, when I do anything for anybody, don't expect nothing. You know what I'm saying? And you won't feel no way. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So you doing that out your heart, and just like, nigga, I'm doing this out of my heart, bro. You feel me?
Yeah,
for you. But I don't want nothing back in return, and that's what it is. So if a nigga never do nothing for me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I ain't have to do that shit for you, you feel me? I did it because I felt like doing it, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And I feel like that if people, you know what I'm saying, work on that shit a lot more, it'd be better for them, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I completely agree. And I had to get into a mind frame of not necessarily a little bit of that, because I would have moments where, you know, I'm a lover at heart, man. So, like, if you loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. Like, I give you the stuff off my back. Like,
yeah, straight up.
Stay at my crib if you need a place to crash, all that. And so I think it's not necessarily for me. It was I'm doing this with an intent of I'm going to ask this nigga for something in 2 months. Like, it was more in a sense of, like, it hurt because, like, when I was in down moments, and I had to learn this as well, and my sister said it perfectly, like, you can't be thinking that people are in the same mind frame that you're in. You know, it's just like driving. Like, sometimes you'll drive and you'll see people just driving crazy or willy-nilly, or they run a red light, mm-hmm. and you, like, you just chilling, and you just like, yo, why this nigga run that red light? What this nigga on? But I remember she said with this too, she was like, you're not in his mind frame. That nigga probably think he got it. That nigga seen yellow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, but it makes, like, we're in totally two different mind frames. Mm-hmm. What's go for me may be yield for another person,
yeah.
or maybe stop for another person. And so I had to learn to, like, when I give stuff to people, don't, even in my work, because, like, I had a bad time where it's like, nigga, like, was I was like Rick James out here. I was on drugs, all that shit.
Yeah.
And throughout that time, I feel like because I helped so many niggas, I was like, yo, like, why these niggas ain't helping me?
Yeah.
And but then and it gave you a sense of bitterness.
Yeah.
And I had to, you know, I had to get delivered from that. I had to, like, pray out of that and really, like, depend solely on God, because that's really at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you come into this world by yourself, you leave out of this world by yourself.
Exactly.
And so I had to realize that all I have is him in the midst of these situations, and to let those people go, because that's a growing process for them. They may not have the heart that I have yet, but keep your heart open for people. Don't get into it, because I got into a level of bitterness where I was just like, fuck bitches, fuck all y'all niggas. Like, y'all, yeah. like, I was just like Michael Jordan on these niggas. Like, you know, in the documentary, he was like, and I took that personally. Like, that nigga, had it, like, everything he was taking personal. Like, that nigga, he hold grudges with everything. Like, if you listen to his Hall of Fame speech, nigga was talking about shit from daggone 88. It was just like, yeah, I remember I got cut. Like, I bought tickets for the nigga that got picked other than me. Like, yeah, stand up, nigga. Like, also, like, that nigga, like, was holding shit for years. And it's just like, it's funny, but at the same time, it makes you see how he never let a lot of shit go.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like that, you know. Yeah. The toxic stuff is only for you. I mean, it's only for you. You're not oozing that to the other person. Like, you're not thinking hard enough to, like, oh, get this toxic shit, too. Like, yeah. They're living their life, you know, getting the dick wet. Like, they don't give a damn about none of that. And so I had to realize that, man. And once I realized that, like you said, like, it let a lot of stress go from me and was able to really just get closer to my family. You know, I don't have any children, but, like, I helped raise, like, with my niece and, like, my nephews. I got closer to them and really started listening to the motherfuckers that really give a damn, you know, family, my mother and my father, while I still have them. Some people, they grow up, they be orphans. Like, they don't got, they don't got mothers and fathers, you know. I got a father and a mother that I can still talk to. And so, you know, I just had to take that into consideration and realize how grateful I am instead of the stuff that I feel like I'm missing out on. Not really missing out on shit.
Yeah, exactly.
She ain't worth Chanel or Gucci, she ain't worth no Birkin bag. Crazy how I'm up, it feel like last year I was hurting bad. I might take a shop and fuck the price, don't even check the tag. Got through TSA with 50K, ain't even check the bag. I was down bad, now I'm up and niggas mad as fuck. Knowing niggas talked about me, see me trying to damn me up.
You know, you go through those trials and tribulations, especially coming up, you know, trying to be on the grind, trying to be noticed, trying to get people to, you know, work with you and you know, build something where you know that is good. And sometimes, you know, God will put you in positions to do that stuff on your own to where you know how to do everything. You know, so now when you go to the stages, now you, it's like the evolution of man to where you've evolved. You know, would you have evolved to be the businessman that you are now with your artistry if somebody just instantly gave you a handout when you were like 17? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I take everything into consideration to where, like, it's the evolution of man. Everybody has their story to where now you can be that guy for that next generation and not only look out, but give them game as well. Like, yo, I'm not just going to give you this money. I'm going to tell you how to spend it. I'm going to tell you what to invest into it. And that's what it's really about, being blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah, even with the footsteps, too. Like, I feel like niggas should take advice from niggas who ain't on. Because, you know, like, people like be like, you ain't on, bro. I don't want to hear no advice from you. But shit, some niggas, like me, for example, like, I know, like, I done got out there and did shit, though. But, like, sometimes I lacked off. You feel me? And, like, if I was to push a young nigga, I'd tell him go all the way, full throttle. Don't fall back, you know what I'm saying? Get up there, don't let none of that nervous shit get in the way. Just do that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I could have got somewhere, bro. And even back to the money man situation. Like, bro, we done talked on the phone and everything, you feel me? I was grinding, you know what I'm saying? Before we did that feature shit, like, I was grinding, working, doing all that shit. And like I said, bro hit me up. Like, after we, after the studio, probably like 2 days after that or something, he hit me up. And he was like, yo, is you signed under somebody? And I'm like, nah, I'm independent. You feel me? And he was like, shit, I'm trying to fuck with you. And he was just telling me what he trying to do. You know what I'm saying? How he was trying to work it out and all that. And shit, I was all for it, though, bro. But at the same time, it's just like, after that, I started slacking off. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I fuck with the rap shit, but I got other shit going on out here, too. So I felt like that was my little chance, though, you know what I'm saying, to get in there. And I blew the shit, though, kind of. Well, I ain't gonna say I blew it, because I still got, you know what I'm saying, I still got time to get in there. But
yeah,
it's like when you got somebody up there on that level looking at you, it's like that's when you're supposed to hit the gas. You don't fall back. You know what I'm saying? And I keep it real with myself. I'm like, shit, I probably fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? Because if I want to work with an artist and I see them slacking, even if they still hot and I'm still watching them, I'm like, I ain't even gonna fuck with you now, bro, because I might sign your son and then you might just, you know what I'm saying, get back on that bullshit, you feel me?
Yeah.
But on some street shit stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, it's still all good, you know what I'm saying? Niggas understand that situation, but on the business tip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you got people watching you, you know what I'm saying, them big labels or somebody trying to fuck with you, you got to keep putting that shit out there in their face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to blow no opportunities and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's fact. That's game for the next generation as well. Because even if you're not getting the follows, even if people, because one thing I noticed, you know, I get some of the people that I know that can do like the bigger partnerships with myself, and that they'll look at the story and don't follow and stuff like that. But it just shows me that consistency is key. in that factor, and you never know who is watching.
Yeah, you know.
And I would tell that I tell the younger generation as well. That was my Achilles heel growing up in my teens, in my 20s, was having a lot of, you know, potential when it comes to doing stuff, but just not having the consistency.
Yeah.
And not hitting the gas, as you said, in certain things, and to where, you know, I believe, you know, everything worked itself out, like just like with the Money Man situation. That's a situation where you could have went to the left, but, you know, now you're going to do this detour. Mm. Now the detour may take you up a hill, but at the same time, you're going to come back down the hill and you'll be back on smooth sailing. So that's your journey that you're taking.
Yeah.
It's the same for me. I took a left and then it took me to a daggone bridge where, you know, I got a flat. Yeah. I had to put a daggone donut on there. Mm-hmm. But now I'm back rolling smooth. And so it's part of the process, because now I can tell people, you can look at it full circle, like how you just said, I can tell the younger generation, yo, hit the gas.
Yeah.
And I can tell niggas now, like, yo, don't go to that bridge. It's
Mad
potholes in that bitch. you know what I'm saying? So you go through even the detour experiences for a life lesson to give to the next man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe God is a God of restoration. And so, like, again, that for, I feel like that, even that moment with, like you saying, with homie, that'll take you, or has taken you to a level now to where it's like, all right, I don't know when that next opportunity may come. So I got to go even harder now, because I might have to do all of this dolo. And so it's like, for me, I feel like it's still your life how it should be.
Yeah, and that ain't stopped me either, though. You know what I'm saying? I was rocking out before.
Yeah, sure.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's just like I said, though, that was something big for me, though. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I'm from Charlotte, local. You know what I'm saying? And I had dropped that Confess video, matter of fact, and I got that shit posted on Say Cheese. Say Cheese, a hell of a platform to put something on.
Yeah.
And get your shit seen, because that's what bruh seen my shit at.
Yeah.
And he followed me after that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, though, it ain't stopped me, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep going, though. But, like, you don't want to blow no opportunity, though, bro.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's facts, man. That's facts. Well said on that note. Well, brother, I do appreciate you for being on the podcast. One thing I want to ask, we're at the second half of the year, pretty much. Right in the middle of this thing with summer coming up. Mm-hmm. How are we looking for the second half of this year? Like, what are the plans for J Mike, artistry wise? Like,
shit, right now I got some shit. I ain't got the name yet for it, but I definitely finna drop an EP or something, or probably like a 10-track, you know what I'm saying, tape or whatever, for the people, and, you know what I'm saying, put some more videos out there, visuals and shit like that.
Yes, sir. Please, and let's get it.
And at the same time, I'm locked in on these stocks, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been locked in, bro. Like,
yeah.
That's where it's at for me, too, though. And, yeah, I got some other shit that I'm working on, too. But, yeah, I'm putting some shit together for the people, though.
Word, man. Word. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to see the full body of work. Cause like I said, man, like, you got it, bro. You got the formula. You like the people. Yeah. The people love you. Just keep your foot on their neck, bro. For sure. Cause the sky's the limit for you.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. If you do want to give people your socials, you know, you can shout that out.
Yeah, follow me on IG at the real J Mike, TheRealJMike, and. And shit, I got some shit on Apple Music too. If you want to go get that Money Man feature, type in Last Time on Apple Music. That shit on there. Mm-hmm. On all platforms, matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shit.
Love and Hate's on there. You guys can check that out.
Yeah, Love and Hate too. And shit, YouTube. Type in J Mike on YouTube. And all them visuals and videos going to pop up for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to see how I'm rocking out.
Word, man. Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
This is As of Late.
And this is my first podcast too, though, so appreciate you for letting me goddamn come and rock out with you.
Always, bro. Always. It's love, man. Thanks for listening to As of Late Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to As of Late Podcast on both of those. You can also listen to As of Late Podcast on Anchor.fm and Google Podcasts.